The Greens have announced they'll introduce legislation that will allow asylum seekers to appeal against adverse ASIO security findings. Under the ASIO Act, refugees with a negative assessment are in legal limbo. Technically, they can be detained for the rest of their lives without explanation. Yesterday on the program, we spoke with Immigration Minister Chris Bowen.
I've read the assessments, and these assessments are not made lightly, Fran. This is a process which ASIO takes very seriously, and when ASIO says to a government, and I would suggest any minister, any responsible minister, if ASIO says, we believe this person represents a threat to Australia's national security, that minister would act accordingly.
Immigration Minister Chris Bowen speaking on RN Breakfast yesterday. The minister did say, however, there is a case for examining the policy surrounding adverse ASIO assessments, and the government, through the Attorney-General Nicola Roxon, will do so in a considered way. In fact, both ministers will give concerned Labor backbenchers a special briefing tonight on this issue. Right now, there are 51 people who have been found to be refugees, six of them children, held in indefinite detention because of negative ASIO assessments. The Greens argue that having no right of appeal here is an abuse of human rights. Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young joins us now. Senator Hanson-Young, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thanks for having me.
Senator, we're talking about national security risks. Don't you think most Australians would be comfortable with ASIO having the call here? They mightn't want the experts overruled by a lawyer second-guessing from outside the intelligence community.
Look, I do think that these issues are really sensitive when we're talking about national security and, of course, risks to Australia. And as Australians expect for Australian citizens who have adverse finding against them by ASIO or ASIO concerns, they actually have a right of appeal. They have a right to check out the statement of reasons, and they have the right to merits review of that decision. Because asylum seekers and refugees are non-citizens, they are not afforded the same right. And yet we know the types of circumstances that many of these people have come from make it very difficult for them to explain or understand anything that ASIO may have found in relation to them without having any understanding, let alone some type of legal process. Now, all we're asking for is fair, just and due process. Here.
Well, what is it that you're asking for in this fair, just and due process? What is it that you want? Do you want ASIO decisions to be challengeable? Do you want some transparency in the reasons for giving the security assessment? What is it that you want?
It's a selection of all of those things. We're asking for a merits review and an appeal right, so the ability to challenge if there is merits to do that. The statement of reasons, or in those special circumstances where ASIO and the government argue through that merits review process within the tribunal that this information is so sensitive it can't be disclosed in that manner, there would be a special advocate, somebody from the tribunal, who would be able to tic-tac between the individual or individuals, the children of and the families who are caught up in this situation, and the tribunal, to try and test the credibility of these findings. No one is suggesting that ASIO itself has made the wrong call. It's about testing the credibility of that, because the reality is, in this situation, unlike Australians citizens, because you can't test the credibility of it, because these people have no idea, the effect is the immigration minister makes a decision that these people are detained effectively for the rest of their life unless we can find another country to take them.
Well,
they're
not
released into the community.
In fact, no one's been detained for their entire life, have they?
Well, not yet. And I guess this is the issue, that we have a situation
where... We've always had this system operating. It's overstating it to say people will be held for the rest of their lives.
We've had appeal rights for Australian citizens under this system since the 1970s. We haven't had appeal rights for non-citizens.
Yes.
What we do have currently is a child that was born into this situation 2 years ago, and he is still in detention.
Can you explain?
We're about to have another
us...
child born into this situation as
Sorry
well.
For interrupting. Can you explain for everyone listening how children are caught up in this? I mean, presumably ASIO isn't giving a negative security finding against a two-year-old.
No, there's two different categories. ASIO is giving negative findings against some young people, some minors.
How old?
Those over the age of 15.
Mm-hmm.
And those under the age of 15 are children whose parents have been given security concerns, so adverse findings against them, and so they're caught in detention. There's one family in the Villawood Detention Centre who have three children, one who's been born in the Villawood Detention Centre and has been there its whole life, another child who was born in one of the concentration camps in Sri Lanka. He was born in that concentration camp. They escaped the camp. He was detained in Indonesia. He was then put in Christmas Island and is now in Villawood. He is about to turn 7 years old and has spent his entire life in some form of detention.
And obviously, you know, most people would think that is a terrible situation for a young child. But again, the whole question of national security, look, I haven't seen these ASIO assessments. I don't know that you have. But others who have say some of the people that assess negatively have done, you know, terrible things. And therefore, if you offer them a statement of reasons, there's the chance that it might disclose ASIO sources, it might put others in danger. Do you accept that?
I do accept that concern, and that is why we've taken the model that is being used in Britain, in Canada and New Zealand, where in those circumstances where the government argues in the tribunal that this information is so sensitive that we can't release a whole log of claims or statement of reasons, they appoint one other person who was given a special security clearance to try and test the credibility of those so that there can be some check and balance. It's not to say that these decisions are necessarily wrong, Fran. It's to say we need to have due process and at least some type of fair system. We expect that for Australian citizens. Why on earth is that not good enough? For some people who we already acknowledge are so vulnerable because we've said they're refugees and deserve protection.
As we heard, the Minister told us yesterday that the Attorney-General Nicola Roxon is looking into granting a right of appeal to asylum seekers with adverse security assessments, or sort of looking into what might be done on that front. Has the government indicated any possible changes to you?
Well, the bill that I've had drafted is based on the recommendations that were handed down through the parliamentary inquiry into the detention network. Those recommendations were signed off by the Green members on that committee and the Labor members on that committee. There is strong concern within the government about this issue, particularly amongst their backbench, and rightly so, because how can anyone explain why a mother and her two children can be ripped from the community, no questions asked, no explanation, even just the abruptness of ripping two primary school children who've been through so much here as refugees, finally getting their life together, throw them in jail, effectively in the detention system, and no one can ask why. Of course, people have major concerns about this.
And just finally, we also discussed with the Minister yesterday the numbers of people coming out of detention into community-based detention and accommodation, and 4,000 people so far released into community-based detention, a significant number. Do you think that process is changing the nature of this debate, the heat around this issue?
I really do, and I think the community release programs, both the community detention program and the bridging visa program, are working extremely well. And as we always believed they would, and the Greens have been advocating for a time limit on the length people spend in a detention centre to try and get them through to the community faster. We believe that there should be a 30 to 90 day time limit. And all the evidence thus far is proving that that is working. We'd be saving taxpayers a lot of money if we formalised that process by putting a time limit.
Sarah Hanson-Young, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young. It's 8:15 on Breakfast.